This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Yeah, that's a great point. And yeah, that visual was great for me to see and figure out what the things are that you want to do. And another big thing for me was the niching down. Can you talk a little bit about that? And I mean, companies taking on. You hit me really hard. It hurt when you said you said a Me Too agency, and I always thought that was a compliment. And then I'm like, oh no, like we're taking on, we're full service. And first of all, before you share that, I want to share how we met. Our mutual friend Aaron Walker is a mentor to both of us, a good friend of mine. We work on his campaign too, and in mastermind groups with him. And he said, you need to meet this Jason Swank guy and help him out. So Jason calls me, and about 2 minutes into the call, I was like, oh, Jason can help me out, not the other way around. So Jason's asking me some just cool questions, like, what kind of clients do you work with? And I'm kind of bragging, oh, from here to here, and these types of clients. He's like, oh, wow, you got all over the place there, aren't you? And I'm like, oh, I think I know where this guy is going. I kind of walked into that.
All with love.
And it was a big aha for me, though. So, all right, so now talk to me about niching down.
Well, so everybody always looks at the big guys, right? And they go, well, we want to be the big guys, and the big guys are doing everything. And so we need to model them. Well, what you haven't realized was, how did the big guys actually get to be the big guys? They didn't start off big. Everything big starts off small. And so you have to kind of dissect that. So think of Facebook. It's a great example. And I don't know how old your audience is, but if you remember MySpace, right? That used to be huge, especially if you played in the Viper Room, right? You had to have a MySpace page.
It was the most important page back in 2000, yes.
And so when Facebook started, they didn't say, hey, I'm going to just compete against MySpace and I'm going to be the biggest social network for everybody. No, they started with Harvard and then Ivy League schools, right? And then, you know, colleges and high schools and ex-girlfriends and boyfriends stalking each other, and then mothers stalking their sons. I mean, I love you, Mom. Sorry. Like, she comments on everything I do. I love you. She's probably listening to the show. My baby.
That's awesome. Yep, I can relate.
And so you have to start off with a particular niche so you can understand who you're going after, so you can understand how they're feeling, what do they want to transform into, what are their problems that they're having, and then talk to them in that way versus saying, we can help you market. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, versus if you're going after lawyers, be like, hey, are you tired of spending $2,500 for a lead for AdWords? Would you like to know another way? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'd like to know another way. You're at least going to get their attention.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.